Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Hallsville head coach Brandon Kreitz after a tough, hard-fought district finals loss to Kirksville, 69-60. Coach Kreitz, tough way to end the season, but it looked like your boys battled every minute of every quarter. What did Kirksville bring to the court?
They brought a lot of good players and a great coaching staff, and they really shot the ball well tonight. And we were kind of on the other end of that in the Macon game. We were blessed to shoot really well that night, and tonight was their night.
Coach, respectfully, it seemed like Kirksville brought a little bit of ability to just be able to jump higher and block shots that I haven't seen you guys deal with, not to that extent before. Yeah. Is that accurate?
They're really athletic, and they've just got a lot of size really across the board in every position. Their point guard 6'2", very athletic. Their second leading scorers also got size, athletic, and then their big guys inside are they're big and strong, you know. And we knew we needed to play really well tonight, and I thought we played good. I thought they shot the ball incredibly well. And I think when the game started, we're going to see that they shot the ball at a very high clip, especially from three. And, this time of year, that's what you're afraid of as a coach, is that, there's a little bit of, whose night is it, and tonight it was their night. But I will tell you, I'm proud of the boys for the way that they competed until the end. They took all the punches and they continued to hit back. And their decision to continue to fight and their belief, that is going to carry them far in life. And these seniors, I heard Coach Humphrey say it, from Cinchilla after our game with them, and the same is true for our boys. These seniors have been special in my life. I've known them since they were in seventh grade when I first started coaching them. And that's why it stinks, but I also just reminded them that it's not about the accolades or the trophies. While it would have been really nice to win this, it's about the memories made along the way and the grind and the bond that's forged. And no one can ever take that away from them. And this group of seniors, we're not going to have them in the room anymore. And they're going to be missed. But they developed into young men that are going to grow into great fathers, great husbands, and I'm incredibly proud of them.
Coach, what lessons did your underclassmen learn this season that they're going to bring back for you next season?
Yeah, we're going to miss our seniors, but we do have a lot of pieces returning, and I think that actually a lot of the underclassmen learned these things last year, and they just took it to the next level this year. Last year we played a lot of young guys, and this year we started two sophomores.
Who are they, sir?
Cameron Cox and Isaac Stinson. And, we've got a great core coming back. And I know they're going to continue to work really hard in the summer, just like they did last summer. And that's what it's about.
Sir, I got the impression that these last couple games, not my words, but I agree with them, that Isaac Stinson maybe came out of his shell a little bit.
Yeah, he's been a great player for us all year. He's only a sophomore. He's already scored over 500 points. But he really played like a man in this tournament. He's going to be a huge piece for us moving forward, and he's the ultimate competitor. Nice. And when the lights come on, he's ready to go.
I have Stinson. I have Isaac with 18, Colton Garner with 13, and Zach Jure with 10.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a hard time keeping a handle on Colton tonight, I think. I mean, they did, but...
Mm-hmm. What did Colton Garner finish with tonight?
13, unofficially.
Yeah, and Colton, all year long, he's been the focus of every defense that we've played, and he's gotten it done, and he's scored over 500 points this year, probably close to 600 after tonight, and he's going to have an opportunity to continue his basketball playing career, and incredibly proud of him, not only for the basketball player he's become due to his consistent hard work, but also just the young man that he is. I'm gonna miss seeing him 6 days a week, but he knows where to find me, and likewise.
Coach, we're very close to being done here. You tied Kirksville several times in the first and a few times in the second and went into the locker room just 7 points down. What changes did you make? What advice did you give the the boys in at halftime.
But we just needed to keep pushing the pace. They weren't playing as many guys, and I thought that we needed to be aware of where the shooters were. So the way we typically guard and transition in our press is more of a tandem. We had to switch it to more of a, find 23 and the other guy get in the hole near the basket. And, whenever 23 got the ball, he was knocking down shots. And,
yeah, he scored 24 tonight.
Yeah, he had a big night. And I tip my hat to them and wish them the best of luck moving forward.
What's your final record, sir?
21-8.
21-8. Coach Brandon Kreitz, thank you very much for a wonderful season. See you down the road.
Thanks.